Welcome to Word with You. It's Pastor Eric. Once again, thank you for allowing me to spend some time with you. Jesus had a friend by the name of Lazarus. We read his story in John chapter 11, verses 1 through 4, and through to verse 44. And I have some thoughts about this. I've been thinking about, you know, there was a saying that says, it's not over until the fat lady sings. Well, I don't know. I've seen a lot of fat ladies, but I haven't heard too many of them singing, so maybe there's another thing. I'd like to suggest to you that it's not over until it's over, until Jesus says it's over. You see, in this story in John chapter 11, we know that Lazarus was sick and Jesus was notified. So he knew that something was wrong. Something wasn't right. And it seemed as though Jesus just ignored Lazarus. Well, he knew what he was going to do. So friends, here's my encouragement to you. If you know that something's not right and something's not good in your life, you've prayed about it, you've been asking for counsel, and it just doesn't seem like it's changing, it just doesn't seem like it's getting better, you can trust that God knows what he wants to do in your situation. So you don't have to panic. The second thing that happens is Jesus waits until Lazarus dies. Well, I've learned, and I think it's true, that sometimes there are things in our lives and sometimes the misery in our lives, Jesus allows it to get worse. And you see, something inside, something has to die. Now, maybe it's anger, bitterness, resentment. I don't know what it is for you. But in the midst of a situation like this, Jesus seems to be far away. Lazarus dies. Oh my goodness, could it get worse? Well, those people, Mary and Martha and all those who loved Lazarus, must have been wondering. And quite frankly, if I was there, I'd be wondering too. And then Jesus turns up. And Martha turns to him and she says, you know, well, if you'd only come, things would have been better. Don't you and I feel like saying that to Jesus? Well, Jesus, you know, you've left this thing and it's all gone so horribly wrong. If only you'd stepped in a little earlier. Lord Jesus, if only you'd done something a little bit sooner, I wouldn't be in this mess. In the midst of that, Jesus says, I am the answer. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the answer. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the solution. And that's exactly what Jesus would say to us when it looks like everything has just gone so horribly wrong. But here's the catch, or here's the tough thing. Do we have sufficient faith? I mean, really, really. And I don't know about you, and I'm sure if I was standing at the tomb of Lazarus, I might have doubted. I don't know if I would have been able to say to Jesus, look, I know that you can do this. But that's exactly what he asks Martha. He says, do you have faith? Do you believe? You see, the people of God live by faith. In this case, Lazarus had been dead 4 days. He definitely wasn't fast asleep. I mean, he was dead. He was even smelling by the testimony of the people. And some situations in our lives, that's what happens. It looks totally impossible, and all the facts and evidence tell us it's impossible. But you know, when God speaks, when Jesus speaks, that which looks like it's over, you suddenly realize it's not over. And so today, maybe you're facing some situations that it just seems impossible. Well, I want you to come to Jesus, and I want you to be willing to look at him and say, I believe. It looks impossible. The situation looks irredeemable. But I believe that with your help and with your hand and with your intervention and with you, a miracle can occur. So it's not over. If somebody has told you it's over, I want to say to you today, it's not over until Jesus says it is. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, strengthen our faith, open our ears, so that in the midst of whatever is facing us, we will never give up until you tell us it's time to let go. So please resuscitate and make new things today. Amen.